That's enough to shout about from here to eternity, brother. Amen. That's enough to gather around the family together and think. But then on top of that, we've got, most of us got our health, and we got our family, and we got our children. And man, I'm telling you, we live in a free country, and we ought to be on shouting ground. I'm telling you. And that's what this song says. Y'all know it, but we'll just bow our hearts and thank God for how good He's been to us this morning. Amen.
When He moves among us, and all that He does, all of His mercy, and all of His love, if the pen of a writer could write every day, even this world would never I've been blessed. Corn in the winter, flowers in spring,
that's right.
The laughter of summer, the changing of leaves.
Food on my table, a good place to sleep. Clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, I have been blessed.
I have been blessed, God's so good to me, precious are His thoughts of you. Could count them.
There's not enough time, so I'll just thank Him for being so kind.
God has been good,
and He's been good.
So
ears that can listen, eyes that can see. Oh, I've got to praise Him as long as I breathe. I have been blessed.
A father and mother, nurtured and raised.
Pastor to lead us, this altar to pray, stripes that can heal, and the blood that still cleanses.
I have been blessed.
We live in a country, the greatest on earth, where the flag stands for freedom and what it is worth. She stands in the harbor, Miss Liberty calls. All have gave some, but some gave it all, so that we could be blessed. Listen to this part.
My shoulder to lean on when I am down, the rock where He leads me when I'm overwhelmed,
the place where
He hides me under His wing. He's not just a song, He's the reason I
do that again.
shoulder to lean on when I am down. The rock where He leads me.
And I'm overwhelmed.
The place where He hides me under His wings. He's not just a song. He's the reason I sing. I have been.
Everybody sing that chorus this morning.
I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are His thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time, so I'll just thank Him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. God has been good. So good, I have been blessed.
Amen. Enjoyed that good singing? Say amen. If you've been blessed, say amen. All right. Amen. Well, tonight, you don't want to miss service tonight. We had really, really, really good service last Sunday night. You missed it. Missed the blessing. This morning, I want to do something that felt like the Lord put on my heart. Actually, had planned it to go a little bit different direction, but I'm going to try to go as the Spirit of God would lead me this morning to show you how we have been blessed. The Bible said in Colossians 3:20, if you want to look at it right quick, the Word of God talks about how that we should be thankful. And the Bible talks about Christians being thankful. And here in the Word of God, 3:15. And in verse 15 it said, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are also called in one body, and be ye thankful." When you start thinking about all God's done for us, you realize just a little bit of how thankful we ought to be. Some man wrote, "Thinking precedes thanking." The reason we're thankful, you sit around and start thinking. Right. Thinking how good you've got it. Thinking how that, if all you do is watch shows of the lifestyle and rich and famous and stuff like that, you'll start feeling sorry for yourself. But if you go with me this week, go with me tomorrow where I have to go to the funeral home up in Old Fort. We go to the hospital, we was down there the other day with Roger. When down in Winston-Salem. Go with me to some of these places where there's room after room after room after room after room of people and little babies laying there suffering with cancer and taking chemo treatments and everything. And then think about the people in the other countries and the life they have to live. Right now. Even here in America, we're seeing people that are really, really in bad shape. And you've heard me say this before. Everybody in this room today is rich compared to world standards. If you took everybody in the world this morning and put them, say there was 100 people represented them, we are in the top 6%. There's 6% of people in America, 94% live in the rest of the world. And you are among the richest people in the whole world. Now I know, we seen that baseball player signed a contract for $300 million or something, and we think, oh my goodness, I'm in poverty. But by world standards, everybody in here is rich. If you got more than one or two changes of clothes, you're rich compared to world standards. If you have food more than one time a day, you're better off than most of the people in the world. Think about that. And here it is, Thanksgiving week, and so I thought that I would take just a little while, and I'm going to go over again a video presentation that I did about a year ago on how that we should be thankful. And I want to show you some things this morning here in just a minute by the help of the Lord. And I want to show you some things for the benefit of you that are visiting, you that were not here last time. And I'm going to go over some things about how that we have absolutely been blessed in this country. We have been blessed far more and above what we deserve or what we could ever imagine. God's been better to us than we even realize this morning. So that's what I want to do this morning in just a minute. And by the help of the Lord, let's look. Last time I preached this, I've done it just a little bit different. And I titled the message, Spoiled Brats. And this is Thanksgiving, so I won't be that bad. But I'll say we're pretty blessed here in this country. We have been blessed. Amen. We have been blessed. Let me tell you, we have been blessed. I'm not kidding you. We have been blessed, ladies and gentlemen. So in just a minute, if I can get this thing to work, I'm going to show you how blessed in this country that we have been. Okay? All right. We'll see if we can get some sound. Then y'all can get the lights for me back there, please. And I want to look at just a little bit of what goes on in this country every single day. And then let's see whether or not we've been blessed. Okay? All right. Go ahead, Brother Andy, and get the light for us. Look at this little darling angel probably out Christmas shopping with his mother. And watch this little angel here this morning. I use that word very, 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 very loosely. I punch all them ones on the left. All right? Amen. Here we go. Look at this little angel.
Oh, okay. Okay. Listen, we're not going to go back in.
How could, boy, I'm telling you, look at that guy. Isn't he a little big for a pacifier? I mean, that kid about riding, he can ride a motorcycle. He's probably in the third grade and still sucking a pacifier. And here's mommy saying, no, no, and what's this?
Go in timeout right here. Do you want to go in timeout?
There's a mistake right there. Did you hear that? She said, you want to go in timeout? How many of y'all, when you were growing up, never heard of timeout? Raise your hand. I don't know. That's right. You might have had time knocked out. You might say, I got backhanded in the next week or something. But we didn't know timeout my foot. That ain't gonna make no kid behave. Now watch this. Watch this little scene here as it develops.
Do you want me to go sit in timeout over there?
Okay. Oh my goodness, he's beating on somebody else's car. You better watch who you park beside out there on Black Friday. You like to come out there? I come out there and some little guy. Lord have mercy, people.
Vehicle, you do not hit nobody. Don't. Calm down. Breathe.
Don't tell him, breathe. Tell him choke to death. I'm a Christian. No, he holds his breath. No, well, if a little nut ain't got no more sense than not to breathe. He'll get a breath when he gets that desperate enough for it. Now, really, we laugh and everything, but isn't it sad today how that parents have no clue in the world what they're doing when it comes to raising a kid? Common sense will tell you that a little darling like that ain't supposed to boss his mama around. Look at you. Oh, boy. Wouldn't you like to just take him home with you for about 2 days? I'd pay to babysit him just for a little while. I've heard mama say, well, now, spanking don't work on my kid because we've been diagnosed with... Listen, I've had that disease all my life. I couldn't be still either. I still can't be still. You think I'm hyper now? Y'all have seen me when I was about 11 or 12. I mean, Lord have mercy, I've been running all over this place. And I'm going to tell you tonight, this morning, ladies and gentlemen, listen, watch this. Let's move on here a little bit. Let me show you something.
Go out there.
Now, here you see a big, nice, rich family, well-to-do, makes a lot of money, bought her 16-year-old little brat daughter a new car for her birthday. See the man, nice collar. When you see a man wear a coat like that, you know, big steps going up and down. I mean, them big shots, red door. I'm telling you. But look how she reacts when she gets her brand new car. Here she comes.
Happy birthday!
No way!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, you don't know how Dad, hard this was.
It's the wrong color. Dad, it's the wrong color. And her brother says, Mackenzie. It sounds like some bunch of Yankees. And then, Mackenzie. And listen to the little brat, Mackenzie.
Dad, it's red.
Mackenzie, it's fine.
I wanted a million from your house. I wanted a blue car, Dad.
Come on,
I wanted a blue car.
Right, stop
filming.
Oh, Dad, it's off. Mackenzie, it's not that bad.
You know what needs to be red? I ain't gonna say it. Something on Mackenzie, hey man.
Give it a spin around the driveway.
You give it a spin around the driveway. I'm not driving that car, Dad. It's the wrong color, Daddy.
We can get it repainted.
Oh my soul. Lord have mercy.
It's fine.
Turn the camera off.
Tell his brother to shut up. Little boy, when I got my license, you ought to see my car. Man, I'm telling you, look, I didn't care if it was purple, stripe, polka dot. If it had wheels and it rolled, we'd have drove it, wouldn't we? If it had rolled, Lord have mercy, let me drive. My daddy helped me get me this old car, and it was white, old Chevrolet. And it had white paint on it, and it had primer on it. You've seen where people prime part of it, and it looked like a Chick-fil-A cow. And that's what it looked like. And I drove that thing, man. I was proud to drive that thing. I'm telling you what, we have been blessed in this country so much, we don't appreciate what God's done for us. I knew a boy up in Marion, they bought him 6 new cars, time he was 22 or 3. He run one 20,000 miles, never even changed oil in it. And just nasty and tearing them up. That's what's wrong with us in this country. We are not thankful for how God blessed us. Look at this young, nice little boy when he gets him a truck. Now the truck, they bought him an old truck. You're supposed to buy him an old one to start with. Look here what happened.
Yes!
You surprised?
Yeah!
He don't like it because it's old.
Serious? You like it?
No.
Why? This will be something that you can beat up and you don't have to worry about scratches or anything, and you can get a job.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It is. It runs really, really good.
But it's safer than a sports car you could buy. Though it's safer than a sports car.
Yeah, but it looks like a retard driving.
No, you won't.
He said, I look like a retard driving that. I hate to tell you, but he looked like one standing there. And he's sure getting ready to act like one. Him and Mackenzie both are going to demonstrate that neither one of them deserve or need a car.
Right.
Now listen, people. I ain't preaching on raising kids this morning, but I could. But I'm telling you, we are in a terrible condition in this country when kids boss their parents and mock them when the parents try to do something nice for them. Listen, if somebody does something for you, you ought to thank them for it and thank God for it.
Amen.
More than you deserve. So anybody. Watch what he does.
You guys, life's making me look like a freaking retard in front of all my friends.
Quit acting like
a fool. Get a job.
Where are you going?
He goes and gets a baseball bat.
Takes
it to his new birthday present.
Oh my God.
Dude, what are you doing with that?
Oh, Jack, put the camera away.
I would put that away. You better put that away.
I just paid $200 for that truck.
Mama said, put that away. Put that away. He totally ignores them. That's been his problem all his life. If they ignore you when they're little, they'll ignore you when you're big, Mama. If you let them run over you when they're 3, they'll stomp on your heart when they're 17, 18. Watch them start beating that truck up. Hey, I drive that thing. I've got bumper stickers all over it. That looked cool.
Yeah! No. It's off.
Don't care. Don't.
Stephen,
ladies and gentlemen, what you're seeing today is how unthankful we are in this country this morning. I'm going to let this run here just a little bit.
Get
So you, listen, down in Florida, this is going on in Florida, where when the economy went flat, there were a lot of people that lost their benefits, lost their unemployment run out, they got kicked out of their house, and they stand in line waiting to get on school buses, and then these kids live in vans. And they're going to Walmart restroom to clean up their face and everything. It's embarrassing for them to even have to go to school. And that's here in America, in Florida.
Family homeless. Together, they were making about $40 an hour detailing expensive cars. There was a three-bedroom home, vacations, extras for the kids. But both jobs went, and then the house. Evicted, they found that the homeless shelters wanted to split their family up. Boys and girls, David, Teresa, Destiny, George, and Chance, moved into their van.
George climbed up here on the back.
So they moved into their van here because they had nowhere else to go. You say, oh, nobody don't like that in America. Well, that's still a luxury suite compared to what they're living in Haiti. I've been there before. I've seen people sleeping under cardboard boxes. And that's all they had in this world.
Take a tissue, wash my arms and stuff.
We'll bring the toothpaste and the toothbrush and the brushes. Like, so we'll go brush our hair in the mirror, and like people would see us. Yeah. It would be kind of weird, but we went through it.
4 months ago, they swapped their middle-class life for life in a drain, a world filled with drugs, alcohol, and filth.
What do you miss about your previous lives?
You take for granted the conveniences of power. Of hot water, a refrigerator to keep food well, because you know she's a great cook.
Think about that. Get a refrigerator, hot water, a shower.
Have some freedom and space.
You got up this morning, the roof wasn't leaking.
Always having to, like the other day, my son, he said, "Can I get a haircut?" And we told him, "You have to wait." Something as simple as a haircut. I don't want to have to worry about that.
The numbers living in deep poverty have...
I was up in West Virginia preaching some time ago, and Brother Gary, the pastor, told me, he said, "Brother Danny, he said, our church and another church, we bring in bunches of food every day." And he said, every day when these kids get off the school bus, he said, they're come in and they're starving. He said they're hungry. They can't afford lunch at school. They give them a little bit and said that we feed them supper. And he said, well, why don't the government help them? They said, their family gets food stamps and mom and daddy's on drugs and they take the food stamps and sell them for drugs and the kids wind up doing without. And they say they're literally starving to death. And that's just up in West Virginia. Now, God's been good to us, y'all. I never had to worry about my food being on our table. My daddy made sure we always had something to eat. The Lord's been good to us. Listen to these little testimonies of these kids.
Have you ever not been able to have dinner at home?
Yeah. I went to bed hungry because my parents didn't make anything. And we had nothing to eat. So I just went to bed and waited until I went to school to eat, and I was very, very hungry.
How did that feel?
Well, when I went to bed, I tried to ignore it, but my tummy kept on growling and growling, and it made me feel bad.
Isn't that something? And here we got leftovers, throwing food out the window to the dogs. God's been good to you. God's been good to you. God's been good to me. Not what you can... Man, like your husband or your wife or your mama, your daddy. All you teenagers in here this morning, God's been good to you. You got somebody... When I was growing up, I never even thought about who was paying the bills and how much it costs to buy groceries. I never thought about my daddy getting up going to work every single morning so I could have tennis shoes and blue jeans and shirts and jackets and Pepsis and candy and ice cream. God has blessed us here in this country. We ought to be thankful to Him this morning, y'all. We ought to be thankful to Him. God's been good to you.
How did that make you feel?
She helps them find temporary shelter, but it's tough. Of all the homeless families in Florida, 2/3 are living on the street.
Why is it happening right now?
People are running out of resources. The unemployment runs out. Their savings run out.
And I'm going to tell you something else, too. You ain't seen nothing yet. The government can't keep us up forever, y'all. Bottom's going to fall out. We better be thankful to God this morning for His blessings.
By day, and search for safety by night.
You sound very adult to me. You had to grow up pretty fast.
Yeah. Every time I see like a teenager or any other kid fighting with their parents or arguing with them and like not doing what they're told, it really hurts me because they could be in my shoes, and of course I don't want them to be in my shoes, but they need to learn to appreciate what they have and who they have in their life because it may be the last day they might have it.
A woman has been saved.
Amen. Amen.
Parole for
look at this.
Baby daughter in a microwave oven.
Police say the Allens were babysitting Amy and decided to punish her.
Stuff like this goes on every day in this country.
For several hours and then forced into the chest, leaving marks on her knees where the lid was slammed.
Throw in the chest and slam the door. Ain't nothing like that ever happened to me. My mom and dad both would have died for me in a heartbeat. And most of yours would too. Now, I'm not even talking about being saved. I'm talking about just the goodness of God here in this world.
Police say all four abused her because they didn't think she was related to them by blood. Detectives say they forced Amy to eat hot sauce and dog feces as punishment and sleep on the shower floor every night with no pillow or blanket. Police say when Amy was in the box, family members would kick the box and sit on it.
In the quiet town of Brilliant, Wisconsin, police discovered that Michael and Angeline Rogers had been brutally beating and starving their four children for years. Authorities found out after the Rogers struck their 9 and 11-year-old sons with wooden rods and kicked them out of the house. The older boy walked barefoot and coatless in 30-degree weather to the police station and told his horrifying secret. Their 7-year-old sister was being kept in a small wire dog cage in the family's dark and freezing basement. She was beaten with wooden clubs and was barely fed. The boy said when his sister cried, his mother called the girl a little pig and sprayed her with freezing water from a hose. The boy recalled finding his sister's...
You know, when you think about it, that's just here in America. You think about other countries and the suffering that's going on. And you know, the least little old thing, we're ready to quit church. We get our feelings hurt. Something don't go right. Listen, God's been good to us, y'all. I keep telling you and telling you and telling you. God's been good to you. Listen, this is a girl giving her testimony here. And this is her before she had her accident where a drunk driver plowed into and burned the car up and burned her fingers off, burned her face off, where she'll never be able to have a normal life again. This is the way she did look. Now listen to her testimony.
For two of my friends died before I needed more than 40 operations. This is me when my life was just like
40 operations. College.
This is me after being hit by a drunk driver.
Don't drink and drive.
Isn't that something? That was her. That was the young lady before. You think you got it bad? Some of y'all got mad because your mom asked you to clean your room this week. Some of y'all got mad because your mom wouldn't let you go to that party. You ought to thank God you've got a mama that won't let you go to a party. You ought to thank God you've got a daddy that won't let you get out and get into trouble. You ought to thank God that He's blessed you. You've been blessed here this morning, ladies and gentlemen. God's been good to us. This little girl here.
Form her face. Fibrous dysplasia is a non-hereditary disorder that causes bone to expand into a lesion. Its origin is unknown. It has no cure.
There is no cure.
She grows.
There is no normal life. That's a curse of sin on this world.
Now, but I know I have faith in Him.
This girl has cancer. She's gone through chemo treatments. And I'm telling you, it breaks my heart to see anybody. That's just a little bit about what you see when you go to a hospital. So you know what's wrong with some folks? You just hang around the people in your neighborhood and people that make the same amount of money as you do all the time. Get out. Go on bus route. Go to the hospital with me. Go to the funeral home. This old world is in bad, bad, bad shape. We ought to thank Him that we're able to just come to church this morning. I've been in Thanksgiving service every year since I've been saved. I don't even remember the last time I had to miss church. Don't even remember it. I haven't missed a Sunday preacher. I preached all these years since I was 19 years old and never had to miss an appointment one time. Not one time because of sickness. God's been good to me. I ought to shout all over this building this morning. The Lord's been good to me. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Listen, don't sit around and gripe because, well, we didn't even get by the Thanksgiving dinner and we're not going to have as much as we have this year. And I'm going out Black Friday and if you don't buy me what I want, I'm going to... Thank God you're saved. You ain't burning in hell this morning. Amen. God's been good to you. What, just a little bit?
I always give people a hard time when they're like, oh my God, I'm having a bad hair day. I'm like, are you kidding me? You have hair.
She said when she hears girls say, I'm having a bad hair day, she said, are you kidding me? You have hair.
Quiet. Even I want to finish my senior year. So that's, if I had 30 days to live, that's what I'd do.
I want to show you this young man's testimony. Now, some of y'all have seen him. They've had him on specials and news and stuff. He was born with no arms and no legs. Has little feet that he can get around. And instead of laying around feeling sorry for himself about how awful it is because every little thing don't go just like he wants it, I want you to listen to his testimony. Can I say something to y'all this morning? Listen, life is full of little things that don't go our way. Everything don't go my way. Never has, never will in this world. You're not always going to get everything you want. But quit whining about what you don't have and start being thankful for what you've got this morning. You're a lot better off than a lot of people. Look at this boy here. I'm telling you, every time I say, makes me want to crawl up under that pew and beg God to have mercy on me. Listen to his testimony.
I was born without arms and legs, and my parents were dedicated Christians all their lives. And then I came along and really tested their faith.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song.
Do you know how mothers don't want to hold their firstborn? Like, they're anxious. Well, when I was put next to my mother's side, guess what she said? Take him away.
What heights of love.
I asked to brush his hair.
When fears are sealed, when striving still.
If God loved my parents, why would He let something that bad happen to them?
Here in the love of Christ, I stand.
And I'm thinking, well, why me? Like, I'd go to the shops and like point out to people, to God. Like, I said, God, why didn't you choose her or him? Like, he looks like he could handle something like this. I just can't do it.
This gift of love and righteousness.
Just got hard. I really wanted to end my life. I just couldn't see it.
Till on that cross, as Jesus died.
God been good to us.
And I was stopped at the verse where he says, God made you in his image. And I'm like, right. I realized, man, why would he make me like this? And I got so angry. I said, God, prove to me that you are real. Prove to me that you made me and that you love me. Why? Why me?
There in the ground, his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain.
He got saved. Now he's a preacher.
Struggles. Why does he let us go through suffering so he can strengthen us to draw us closer to him and grow?
Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. God's good to us.
But I want to tell you that there's a reason why God hasn't answered your prayer yet. He hasn't, quote, rescued you from your suffering. Because He's strengthening your heart. He's preparing your heart for something more.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
The joy of the Lord is knowing that no matter what happens, God is with you and He will never forsake you.
No guilt in life.
Look to the cross of Jesus
Christ.
Amen.
Man's a preacher.
His right arm is nailed to the cross. Nick, you don't have a right arm to be nailed to the cross. You look to his left arm, and his left arm is nailed to the cross. You don't have a left arm to be nailed to the cross. Then you look down to his fully extended legs, and you see that they're nailed to the cross. You don't have any legs to be nailed to the cross, Nick. the way that God made you, you cannot be put up and limited by being on the cross. Jesus is on the cross for you.
Amen.
You are the unlimited part of Christ's body that's going to go out and spread the gospel like no one's ever dreamed of before. There are times in your life, there are storms going to come in your way, and it might not be in your control as often they are. And he might not stop the storm, but he's going to embrace you and keep you warm till the storm
passes. Yes. You think about that this morning, ladies and gentlemen. You know what that boy done? You know what he done? He said, I'm not got a normal body. I can't do like other people, but I thank God for what he's done for me. And now he's giving his testimony all over the place. God's using him. You know why? He's thankful for what he's got. He's thankful for what he's got. Have you been thankful for what you got? You say, well, my wife, yeah, but she's not perfect, and you're not either. Thank God for your wife. Thank God for your husband. Thank God for your children. Thank God for your mom and daddy. Listen, ain't nothing, nobody's got the perfect life, but thank God he's been good to us.
Family and friends grieved over Ayad, who leaves behind a pregnant wife and two young children. Ayad served in the teacher's bookshop of Gaza's Palestinian Bible Society. The public relations director told CBN News, Ayad was martyred for his faith in Jesus Christ.
They killed him because he was a Christian. And you think, well, I went to work and I took some tracts and people laughed at me and I'm not going to do that no more. Listen, God's been so good to us. I'll mention going to Walmart to us to give out tracts for Christmas. You say, there ain't no way I'd do that. Here's a man got killed because he's a Christian, ladies and gentlemen. Listen. Look, it's not just in Islam. It's not just in Muslim. Look, Hindus attack Christian workers in India. I think I've showed you just enough this morning to make every one of us be thankful. And I'm going to tell you what's wrong with our country this morning, what's wrong with us in here today. We've been blessed so much that we don't even know what it's like to have to do without or suffer. And if we don't start appreciating God's blessings, we very well may lose them. I don't know about you this morning. Well, I had Jason sing that song a while ago. Brother Jason and them girls. I want you to listen this morning. You're going to hear it again. And this is the end of the message. This is our invitation. And to get me just a little bit of light. If God's speaking to you and you want to join me here in this altar with your family, just say, Lord, you've been good to me, and I've been complaining, and I've been a brat, really. I've been a brat. I'm a teenager. That's good.
When he walks among,
you just want to say, Lord, I want to put my life in your hands this morning. And I'm going to just give my life to you once and for all again. God, forgive me for not being what I'm thankful for how good you've been to me. That's right. Come on. This is Thanksgiving week, y'all. We ought to just be shouting and thanking God. Even this word. Amen.
To never contain how I.
That's right. Come on. That's right. Come on. Maybe God, maybe you've never thought about how good God's been to you. You want to just get up and give your life to the Lord. Come on, sir. Come on, ma'am. Come on. Just get down here this morning. Say, God, you've been good to me. My family's saved. I'm going to heaven when I die. I don't have to go to hell when I leave. Amen. Food on my table. Lord and God. Hallelujah.
Good place to sleep.
on my back.
Amen.
And shoes on my feet.
That's right. I've been blessed. Hallelujah. Ain't God been good to us, y'all? Ain't God been good to us? Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't God been good to us this morning? Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord of God, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Yeah, God's been good to us. I've been blessed. I've been blessed, Lord of God. We got shoes on our feet. We got food in our stomach. Amen. Thank God. Yes, amen. Thank God been good to you. Maybe you've been getting out of church. Get back up here and rededicate your life. Get back in there and get on fire for God. He's blessed you with children. He's blessed you with a place to live, with a child, with a house, with a job. Give it all to him this morning. Come on. Come on, friend. Come on. Get back in there and get on fire for God.
I have been blessed.
Amen. Listen, man. Amen. Hasn't God been good to you today? Woo! Hallelujah! Yes! Hallelujah! Thank God! Oh, I thank Him this morning. I thank Him this morning. Amen. God's been good. Amen. You obey the Lord this morning. You obey the Lord this morning. You obey the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing? Woo! We live in a country, the greatest on earth. Thank God for America. Thank God for our soldiers. Thank God for our flag. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Woo. Amen. Isn't that a blessing right there? Yes, Lord of God. Amen. Some gave it all. Amen. Amen. Ain't God been good to us?